Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, Runaway Bay All-Aid School gets new classroom block from Food for the Poor. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Runaway Bay All-Aid School opened its gates to students in 1940. Up to 2014, the school was operating on the shift system. After the transition to single shift, space became a challenge.
Because we have a building that we call the L-shaped building. It's an open area. Just about 2 years ago, we partitioned it. But, you know, with the noise and the space is small, the roof leaks when it rains and so on. We have tried every possible effort to prevent that.
Principal of Runaway Bay All-Age, Lambert Pearson.
2014, we reverted to a single shift school where we had to use every possible vacant area, including our library, as classroom. That transition from shift system to a full day school has seen marked improvement in our performance. In the first year, we saw a 20% increase in grade 4 numeracy. And since then, the scores have been trending up on both grade 4 and the GSAT.
The single shift system at the school also increases opportunities for students to participate in extracurricular activities. The school has performed well at football, cricket, and athletics.
We have a 4-H. We are part of the inter-secondary school. It's a uniform group. Currently, now we are moving toward the scout. We have a math club, a reading club. We entered the JCDC competition every year.
The school has a new look, right in time for the start of the 2018-19 academic year. This after Food for the Poor, in partnership with other stakeholders, built 6 new classrooms.
Thanks to Food for the Poor, our donor, Rafe Cochran, they have come and they have given us 6 classrooms, a bathroom facility and an office area. This most certainly will improve our condition for learning, and I'm sure that our performance will continue to grow.
Principal of Runaway Bay All-Aid School, Lambert Pearson. Grade 6 student Janelle Spencer is grateful to Food for the Poor and young Rafe Cochran for the construction.
I've been inspired today, like, really strongly, because a kid really, like, did this. So he inspired me, and before this I only wanted to do, like, one career. Now I'm inspired to do even more and to achieve more.
Teacher Nicolette Fisher is excited about the new classrooms, pointing out that the new school year will bring with it a more comfortable teaching and learning environment.
I think it's a great initiative, and I'm really happy for it because we have a lot more space, it's more comfortable, so I'm really looking forward to actually working in this space.
Parent Marlene Edwards also welcomed the new classrooms.
You know, we are very excited about getting these buildings. We really needed it. And as a parent, I'm sure that my children will benefit. Really needed these buildings. So we are thankful to Rafe and his family, and as well as Food for the Poor.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
All criminal matters, except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act, are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.